Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Good morning, everyone. It is a Monday morning. We hope you had a great weekend around the area. I'm Bob Flott, live and local from the studio. Mike's taking a little break, then he'll be back. And then I'll be back at 8:30 this morning, and we're going to be talking with Francisco Sanchez. He's the District 2 engineer for NMDOT out of Roswell. And we'll be have a conversation on what's going on with the Highway 82 big rock slide that occurred. Roughly how many tons came down? Damage to Highway 82, possibly. How long will it be before they reopen Highway 82 and things like that? That's all coming up this morning at 8:30. Right now on our Monday morning, it's time that I say good morning to my dear lady friend, Michelle Gill with the Alamogordo Center of Commerce. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
I'm hunky-dory because guess what?
What's that?
I get to talk to you again.
How was your weekend?
It was busy. We were here. We had some new folks moving into the Champion Regency, a new lady for the hospital, and that kept me busy yesterday afternoon. Got some catch-up work after church yesterday, so I had a really good weekend. I got, you know, didn't have anything planned to run around or anything, so I got a lot of catch-up stuff that I don't have to do this week.
That's always nice.
Yeah, it makes it pretty nice. Well, Michelle, another big week coming up with our Alamogordo Center of Commerce. Today, a big lunch and learn presented by TCI, Tularosa Communications, Inc. Can you share more with us?
Yeah, we're so excited to have partnered up with Tularosa Communications. We are doing these lunch and learns on a quarterly basis, and it's important to know that you don't have to be a customer of Tularosa Communications, and you don't have to be a member of the Alamogordo Center of Commerce to benefit from the quarterly lunch and learns. Today is one of those lunch and learns. Tularosa Communications, will be discussing payment card industry, data security, and so really anybody that takes a credit card or a debit card or even some gift cards, this would be beneficial for you or your organization. There is, so many scams and frauds and just so many people trying to do the wrong thing with the information that they're given. And this lunch and learn will be a great way to learn how to be compliant with the payment card industry and the data security standards. That will be today at noon at the Alamogordo Center of Commerce. Kind of last minute, but Tularosa Communications also threw in a online option. So if you would like to attend, but you can't get there in person, please reach out to myself or Shayla this morning, and we will get you the link and make sure that anyone who wants to attend can get logged in. Also, if you are planning on attending in person, again, please reach out to us. Tularosa Communications is actually providing lunch today, courtesy of Pizza Patio. So if you plan on attending, give us a call. It will make the planning of the purchase of lunch much easier. It's just a great way to keep all of your office equipment and your credit card processing safe and up to date. So join us today at noon.
So we don't have to bring our lunch because TCI is going to furnish it.
Absolutely, yes.
Boy, wait a minute. That sounds good
I know,
already.
You
even
can,
better. Hey, you were talking to Michelle about the...
You can come and eat lunch and learn something new.
You betcha. You were talking about, in your opening remarks there, about you don't have to be a chamber member to come to that. But let's talk about that. A lot of folks out there that probably listen to us every Monday morning say, you know, the Alamogordo Center of Commerce does a lot for our community. And as the Center of Commerce is, they might say, gee, how can I become a part of that? How can I help support it? So how can an individual and a business, a commercial business or a nonprofit, become involved with the Alamogordo Center of Commerce?
Absolutely. You know, we're starting off 2023, and our ambassador group is getting their wheels going, and all of that great stuff is getting kicked up with our ambassadors. Brandy Murphy is the chair, and be looking for some really exciting things coming from the ambassadors within the next couple of months. But, you know, often we get phone calls that ask, you know, well, what does a chamber of commerce, a center of commerce do? And are you a government entity? And, you know, it just a lot of people don't really know what goes on in our office. And the answer to the government entity is no, we're not affiliated with a government entity. And we're also not a chamber. Our organization is also separate from the Better Business Bureau. And we really, our main focus is on our small business community. Of course, there's a long list of benefits to becoming a Center of Commerce member, but those benefits are very important to both new businesses and existing businesses. We offer great networking opportunities. We offer these lunch and learn opportunities, marketing, business development ideas, just everything that existing business or brand new business can benefit from. And being a member of the Center of Commerce is very affordable. One of the things that we are really proud of in saying is that by becoming a Center of Commerce member, you really are going to receive maximum exposure for a minimal investment. And as an individual, if you just want to get plugged into the community and, you know, maybe you're new to town, maybe you're newly retired, maybe you have all of a sudden become an empty nester, and you have a little bit more time on your hands as an individual to get out in the community and get involved, you can do that for as little as $70 on an annual basis. And that will plug you right into everything that goes on at the Center of Commerce. Our entry level for the small business community, a business with 0 to 4 employees can join the Center of Commerce for $240 on an annual basis. After that, it goes up minimally. But again, the benefits that come with being a chamber member, are just a very important. One thing that we really like to try to encourage is volunteerism. We offer a lot of cause-based marketing. If you've ever received our newsletter, you know that it is just full of things to do. And not only things to do, but marketing tips. Shayla always finds a great blog to put in that newsletter. Some of the other things that that the Center of Commerce does is, we try to help build community leadership, and the Center of Commerce is viewed as a very reputable and dedicated organization to our community. I think for the month of January, we already have about, I think Ashley Furniture was our seventh new member for the month of January. Right. And we've got one day left in the month. And so we're excited to see what February brings. And then, as I mentioned, our ambassadors are going to be kicking off a March Membership Madness competition in March. And so don't be surprised if you get a visit from one of our ambassadors. And they're going to be out there. It's going to be a little friendly competition. And we're excited to see them back out there and on the streets. So it's going to be a great time.
You bet it is. Good to have the ambassadors back doing that again. So today we have the Lunch and Learn at the Center of Commerce, sponsored by TCI. Free lunch as well, sponsored by TCI. Wednesday, we have free fun for everyone. Wednesday, courtesy of our Alamogordo Center of Commerce, where are we going to meet and have fun?
The first Wednesday of every month, Rocket City Family Fun Center has partnered with us and opened up their bowling lanes to our chamber members and their families. This does include shoes and free bowling. So if you are an employee of a chamber member business, make sure you reach out, you know, to your management team and ask if your employer is a member of the Alamogordo Center of Commerce. And if the answer is yes, then that qualifies you and your family members to head on out to Rocket City Family Fun Center and enjoy a night of bowling on us and Rocket City. Of course, I'm going to encourage you to have some dinner out there and make sure that you tip your wait staff. Those servers are great out there, and they work very hard. And since you're not having to pay for bowling or shoes, make sure that you take care of your servers. It's always a lot of fun out there. It's very busy. I know last month the lanes were on a wait. And again, if you are an employee of a Center of Commerce business, then you are eligible. And if anybody has any questions about that, please just give us a call at the office, and we'll make sure that that you know all the ins and outs of our Changing Lanes event. That's always the first Wednesday of every month.
And we're looking forward to that as well. And Michelle, we've only talked about two events coming up with the Alamogordo Center of Commerce, but we've got more things happening as well. What can we find out all of that information?
Yes, please. It would take Bob and I a couple of hours to talk about everything that's going on.
A couple of hours? And, wait a minute. Couple of weeks.
That's true. But you can find out all of that information at alamogordo.com. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page on our website, on that home page, you can sign up for our newsletter. You're going to fill in your information, and then you're going to receive a email verifying that you do want our communications. Shayella Yarbrough puts out a phenomenal newsletter on Mondays, and there is just, you know, I know you read it. Nadia Sykes mentioned the other day whenever I saw her at a meeting we both were at, she said, you know, I feel like I'm part of the Center of Commerce because I just take that newsletter and I just read it on all of my talks. And I said, well, you are part of the Center of Commerce.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And I know that you and Mike and John do the same. And there just is so much information in it. One thing that we really pride ourselves on is that it's not just information about the Alamogordo Center of Commerce. This truly is a community-wide newsletter, and we're very proud of that. So make sure you get signed up for that, and you'll know all the great things that are happening. It's just a great way to stay plugged in. And again, you don't have to be a member to receive all of that information.
Michelle Gill, you're certainly aware of what happened over the weekend, early Saturday morning at 8:15 or 8:30, and everything with the big rock slide on Highway 82. We're going to discuss that this morning at 8:30 with Francisco Sanchez. He's the District 2 engineer for NMDOT, and find out a little more about the cause of that and how did it damage Highway 82, when they're going to get reopened and everything else. But I'll bet the Chamber of Commerce probably got some calls on that over the weekend, or you'll be getting calls today.
You know, we did. I spoke to my volunteer over the weekend that is at the visitor center, and there were a lot of questions asked about that. I'm very interested in the information that you will receive from Francisco, and let's touch base after that interview, Bob, and we'll make sure to get some of that information in the newsletter as well. The Center of Commerce has worked closely with Francisco in the past with all of our highway cleanup. And he's always, you know, a great help in getting us message boards so that people know that we're out there working.
Right.
He really has been a great partner for us. And I'm sure that they're incredibly busy. And a big, big, big shout of thanks to the Otero County Road Department. You know, I've seen pictures on Facebook, and I'm sure that those guys have been out there pretty much around the clock trying to get that cleaned up, trying to get the damage surveyed, as you said. You know, and that includes law enforcement, the DOT guys. It just has been a very, very, very busy weekend for them. And we just are at the Center of Commerce and the community in general. I think that we just are all very grateful that no one was injured in that incident. You know, I've lived here my whole life, and I've never seen anything quite like that. We've seen, you know, a few boulders on the side of the highway. We've seen, but never anything of that magnitude. And so I know that those employees are working hard and doing the best that they can. And just be patient. And really, more than anything, I think the biggest message would be that unless if you absolutely have to travel back through Fresno Canyon, and you know, I understand that people work down here, people work up there, people go to school down here, people go to school up there, but really, unless if you absolutely have to, let's just try to give those guys some space so that they can get that cleared up.
Yeah, use the 244.
Absolutely. You know, I know that you can get to Cloud Cross through Fresno Canyon, but that is not a road that is equipped to handle high volume traffic. And it's often wet, and a lot of times it's washed out in places. So I just would really encourage people to, if travel is necessary, as you mentioned, Bob, to go on around through 244. I know that it's a little bit, quite a bit longer, but the last thing that anybody in the community wants is for there to be another accident and to, you know, take away from the resources that are being pulled in many directions right now.
Right. The last report we got on that was Fresno Canyon is open again, limited traffic. But the problem with the canyon now is the fact there's been so much traffic on Fresno Canyon that the road is starting to deteriorate. And then you've got some slick spots, a couple of watery areas to go through and things like that. So really, even though it's open, do yourself and your car a favor. go around Highway 70 through Tularosa, take 244 around to Highway 82 again, cut right, go back into Concroft. That is the safest journey.
Absolutely, and it is a beautiful drive. You know, there's always a lot of wildlife out that way. It just really is a beautiful drive. I know that it's an inconvenience for everyone, but certainly no fault of anyone. And I always, whenever we talk about things like this, I always encourage people to pack their patience and please just do so. And just remember those employees that are out there trying to clean that up, you know, they're doing the best they can. Nobody's really ever had to deal with this in Alamogordo before and Otero County.
Yeah.
So there's, and there definitely is not a handbook on how to handle a 40-foot side of a mountain that has come down on the road. So again, just please be patient, be nice, be grateful that we have those people that are out there working hard in the cold.
Right. Well, the workers from the Otero County Road Department got their call early Saturday morning, and of course, 8-hour day was not in their works for that day, and they have done a marvelous job, along with NMDOT workers, getting that taken care of. And again, we're going to find out more about that coming up here at 8:30 this morning. Michelle, any final comments on this nice-looking Monday morning?
No, Bob, I don't think so. Just as always, thank you for providing us a platform and giving us a place to get our message out. It's going to be a busy week.
We'll do it. We'll see.
I know you guys will be right there alongside us. So thank you so much for that.
You betcha. And then next Monday morning again at about 7:30. Michelle Gill, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye.
And do me a favor.
Yeah.
Take the rest of the day off with Triple Time. You deserve it.
Oh, man. I'm a little busy for that, Bob.
All right. Some other time. Thanks. All right. You bet.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.